Blog Talk Radio.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalm 121 and 1. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., December 27, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite partake from the Word with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great at this afternoon hour. We're so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been aiding in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be with you once again. We hope that all had a good weekend and that on yesterday all went to worship and praise God on yesterday being the first day of the week. And today is Monday. Some consider this being the first work day of the work week, I guess, if you can going to put it like that, you can put it like that. But anyway, anyhow, anytime, we're so delighted to be with you once again and to share a portion of God's word with you. You know, we sometimes we need uplifting during the week. We that are Christians and we that are trying to truly hang in there for the Lord. You know, with the world being like it is and with things in the world like it is, it's not easy sometimes to be living for the Lord. That's why at times we just need to be reminded of God's word. So, if you are listening, just sit back. And if it's cold and freezing and snowing where you are, just sit back, enjoy yourself, get your hot cup of joe or coffee or a cup of hot chocolate and get around a roasted fire and enjoy listening to Brother Oscar at this time. Because we have a good lesson for you. We're going to go back. Oh, don't worry, be happy. And this is going to be part four. And I think at this time of the season, we all need cheering up, don't possibly, because you have so many today, they are looking at the fact that this is the time to give gifts and to be happy and to put up decorations and all that. But you have those of us who do not have it to do that with. And most are, and some are sad, lonely, and blue because they don't have to enjoy at this time. This is why I'm so glad to be coming on at this time with the lesson I'm bringing. Don't worry, be happy. But I also can't sing. But it was once a catchy tune. Don't worry, be happy. It was once a catchy tune that was out some time ago. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a catchy tune, and it just made everybody happy, and everybody, whatever was bothering them when they sung those lyrics went away. But I'm here to tell you that that wasn't the first time that had been said. Our Lord said years ago, when you're in Christ Jesus, you don't have nothing to worry about, nothing to fret about, and you can be happy. So this is what we need to do today. It says, don't worry and be happy. I admit many have anxieties today, and they're going through some difficult things and some hard and strong storms. But you know what? When you have Christ Jesus, those storms become very, very minimum. Knowing that one day, when this life is all over with, that we are going to go on home and be with him through all eternity. Paul said, this life is just a short time. You know, it doesn't matter if you live to be 100 years old. Time is too short not to get it right, not to be in the body of Christ and to be saved. Time is too short not to think about your soul salvation. And Brother Oscar, we here chatting from the Word, we hope that we've done that on this program at this time. And we hope that to call our our show on YouTube, that and seeing me live and in living color. I love saying that. But this time, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, the time is now to put in your request. The call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. The call-in number again is 657-383-0883. If you have anything on your mind that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, he will. If you're going through some problems that you want us to pray for here on the air, we will do that. It was a psalmist who says in the psalm says, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayers." Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thanking you, Father, for giving us another time, another day, a second chance to make it right with you. Father, we thanking you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, can have salvation. Father, we come thanking you for our families, for our loved ones. Father, we're thanking you for allowing us to be in a union called a family. And Father, we come thanking you for the church, the body of Christ, which is the family of God. Father, we're thanking you for allowing us to be in the body of Christ, Father. And we pray for the body of Christ that it may set the standard and be about doing your will the way you want it to be done, Father. We come praying for those that are not in your body, that they get in your body before it is too late. And Father, we come praying for our listeners, Father. We pray that you be with them regardless of any problem, any storm that they are going through. Let them recognize that you are a strong and mighty anchor. And Father, that you can, they can put your hands in you and you will help them to stay anchored down and to stay stable and don't worry about the problems that they are facing. As long as they keep their eyes on Jesus, the eyes on the way, Father, so that they may not sink in the water. Father, help us all. Father, we pray for those that are going through some illnesses. Father, we pray for those that are lonely and those that are depressed and downtrodden at this time. Father, we pray that you be with them. We pray for our young people, Father. In a world like it is today, we pray that they keep their hand in your hand and set the standard and set the right example for other young people so that they may know the way. Oh, Father, we come praying for our program today, Chatting from the Word. We pray that you help us to keep it on the air, Father. We pray that we build the message today, Father, so that others may hear the message, be saved, and come to the body of Christ. Father, we thank you so much for this program, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, we want to thank you for praying with us today. We want to thank you for joining us in that word of prayer. We hope that we have prayed for you in those words that we have prayed. We pray that all will be well at this afternoon hour and that we are on at the right time and you listen to us at the right time. As I said, you can always call us and hear us live. The number is area code 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and talk with your host here, or if you have any questions on the things that we've been talking about here on Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio, or Chatting from the Word through YouTube, you can ask them here or you can put them in the comment beneath the show. And as always, Brother Oscar, he doesn't mind criticism. That's one thing I don't mind, because see, I believe that we are in the business of helping others to go to heaven. And if we're not watching out for each other to be an anchor for one another, to hold on to who else, besides, of course, God, that's going to keep us anchored down. We need to be brothers and sisters of each other. That's why Christ died, so that we can be in the body of Christ and to be saved and to be on our way to heaven. I don't know about you, but after I close my eyes in death, I surely do not want to go to hell. Do you? I hope that I have lived a life, a blessed life in Jesus Christ, when I close my eyes in death and be on my way to heaven. What about you? I know you wish the same thing for yourself. So the best thing one can do today is to get in the body and stay in the body of Christ, in the church of Christ. We hope that that would be your desire. We hope that if you're not in the body of Christ, that that be your desire. And if you've been listening to us for quite some time, or I've been watching us on YouTube, you know that we've been asking for sponsors to sponsor our program so that we can keep it on the air, so that we can keep it going, so that we may be able to help some souls out there to get to know Jesus Christ and to be able to be in the body of Christ. You know, someone, before you got, if you are in the body of Christ, someone taught you. Someone told you about salvation and being baptized and being in the body. So help Brother Oscar to bring the message of salvation to others through this program, so that they can also be saved. And the way you can help us, and before I forget, let me say this. Churches, put us in your budget for the calendar year. Next year is 2019, and Brother Oscar won't tell him from the word to blossom much higher than what it has been in 2018. We had an okay start, a little rocky, but we're still here. So help us in 2019 to be the program the Lord wants us to be. If some in some way and somehow we have encouraged someone or helped others to come and to be baptized at the location you are, help us out. Help us out. Help us to keep chatting from the word on the air. And if you have a nice congregation, put us in your budget, $200 or $300 a month. That would help us out tremendously. And if you want to support us individually, that's fine too. If you want to get whatever your finances can help us with, that would be appreciated. All right? We don't ask for much. We're not greedy around here, let me tell you that. Whatever you send will be appreciated. And again, subscribe to our show on YouTube, Chatting from the Word. Watch it. We aired a show today. Of course, we're talking about Back to the Basics. And if you're learning from that program, subscribe. It doesn't cost money to subscribe. When you go to YouTube, hit the red letter that says subscription and subscribe to the show. What will occur, they will ask you for your email address. And once you put your email address, they will notify you when we are broadcasting and you can see me up. And I like to see this live and in living color. So subscribe to Chatting from the Word YouTube. And on this show, Blog Talk Radio, you can also follow us. Follow us on Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio and on Twitter. We broadcast it through Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. We broadcast through that too. So listen to us on Twitter. Listen to us on LinkedIn. Broadcasting through LinkedIn. You can go to LinkedIn if you're a business person. We are broadcasting it through that too. So you have no excuse if an Oscar can say it like that. Listen to us. And I believe that it will help you to have a step in your day. You see a smile on your face. Tell them about you. Don't worry. Be happy, and this is a season to be happy. You know, December, this is the 17th of December, And it's kind of hard to believe that this month had come and it's getting ready to go. Christmas, what the world called Christmas, because we are Christians. We know Christ was not born on December 25th. Let me get that straight now, right now. So on the day that the world called Christmas, let me put it like that, it's getting ready to come and getting ready to go. It's the 17th. December already, a couple more weeks, we've been singing in, as somebody say, singing in a new year, 2019. You know, once I look back on, remember when I was a little boy, and counting the months, days, and years, and back then it seemed like everything took so long to come. And now things are going so fast. When since I'm older, I'm not gonna say old man, but since I'm older, it seems like time just swifting by. Pretty soon, we be getting on out of here, won't we? So that's why I believe as Christians, we need to stay ready, cause we never know when the Lord may call us home. You're here today, and might not be here tomorrow. So it's just a blessing just to be here. We need to count our blessings. We need to recognize all the benefits that the Lord has blessed us with today. And also, if you want to contact me, like I said, if you want to listen to the show, the number is 657-383-0883. And if you want to contact me through Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me and talk with me then. Many have. And if you want to encourage me, you can do that. We need to encourage each other. So I'm on Facebook. Inbox me. And, of course, I've been working on my LinkedIn page and Twitter. I'm there. So talk to your host. He doesn't mind. And like I said, you can email me. My email address is OscarYork443@gmail.com. Or you can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and leave a line or two. But why at my webpage? We have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which is 2150, and Bridges of Friendship, which is also 2150. And if you want both books are $43. By ordering your book, you will also help us here at Chatting from the Word. So go order your book. Help it, Oscar. I got to eat too. I want to have a good year. Just like you having a good year. Am I right? So go order your book. Feed me. Feed your brother here. Order your book at Oscar Publishing. And as I said, when you read, comes knowledge. And with knowledge comes power. All right. We got all that out. I'm glad we did. Like I said, we're going to kind of change the format today. And we're going to play another song. And we hope that you like this song. It's a good song. So we want you, before the message, we're going to play another song.
Thank you.
That was Praise and Harmony, Humble Yourself. I thought it was a beautiful song. I know it is. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Now the lesson. As always, I appreciate those that have a copy of God's Word. And if you don't have a copy of God's Word, go get it. We're going to give you a little time. We got a little time because we go on over today, and we're going to give you a little time to go get your copy of God's Word so that we can study together, because I believe an effective Bible study, when everybody have a copy of God's Word and looking at the words, reading, and see what they say for themselves, all right? And that's what Brother Oscar believes. So go get your copy of God's Word. Are we going to give you time? Well, I'm going to get you copies of God's Word. Like always, I enjoy bringing this program to you. I enjoy studying with you from God's Word, because Brother Oscar York here recognized that God's Word is the only way that we are going to get to heaven if you desire to go. I don't know about you, but this world is so, with so much that's happening today in this world, with so much misery in this world, you know, and we need to, when this life is over with, we need to be in a place where we can have happiness through all eternity. I don't know about you, but that's a happy day, and it will be a happy day when the saints, as their song said, when the saints come marching in. And we hope that we have been an anchor for you as you've been listening to our podcast. And we hope that you are desiring to go to heaven also and studying God's Word. All right, don't worry. Be happy, part four. Don't worry, be happy, part four. We hope that you all who had to get a copy of God's Word, we hope that you have your copy. What we're going to do today is to read from verse 6 of chapter Philippians 4 to verse 15. And Paul says here, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, when ye were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, that would be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Well, we have to understand here, it's a state the Apostle Paul was in, don't we? Here, Apostle Paul was in prison for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was chained and he was bound. But here, Apostle Paul is saying that he can rejoice being under those conditions. Isn't there something how Paul can rejoice being under those conditions? And the reason why Paul could rejoice, because he's in Jesus Christ. Paul was truly in the Lord and knew what true joy was about. Apostle Paul knew how to worry and be happy. If you can be happy under those circumstances Paul was under, you can be happy. You hear me? And if Paul can be happy in those circumstances, we as Christians should be happy in Jesus Christ today. And we need to recognize, as Paul recognized here, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So many of us, when we read that verse, we're thinking Paul's talking about the good times and the good times he's in. But here Paul recognized that being in prison, being bound, if he's in Christ Jesus, he can bear all things and everything. Because Paul here says in verse 12, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Oh, my friend, we need to adapt that attitude Paul have today. When we are feeling down and out, when we are feeling blue, when we are feeling depressed, we need to recognize, as Paul recognized here, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want to ask a question this afternoon, my friend. Who is strengthening you? Who is strengthening you? Do you find happiness in Jesus Christ? Or are you worrying about the terrible things that many worry about in this time of the year? Are you worrying about getting gifts for your friends? Are you worrying about making enough money where you can pay your rent? Are you worrying about getting older, as many do? Are you worrying about your children getting things that they shouldn't be in? Are you worried and bogged down and just worrying about the state of the world and the state that the world is in today? You know, I've seen someone put on Facebook the other day, and it's laughable, sure. that every time they cut on the TV, on the news, is always bad news. My thing is, cut it off. Just tune it all out your mind. Get into a safe place and study God's word. Get into a safe place and talk with the Lord today. If he can't cheer you up, who can? Who can cheer you up if the Lord cannot cheer you up? And I believe most of us, and as I said on last Friday, when we cannot find happiness in Jesus Christ, we just have to adapt the right kind of mind, think a certain way. And some of us, we just don't think a certain way. Some of us, we don't want to think about the Lord and how beautiful he is. Some of us, we want to think about all the negative things that's in the world. But we got to have a different mindset if we want to be happy in Jesus Christ. And let me reread what Paul said, how our minds should think. Paul said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Paul said, think on these things. Most of us, as I said, we need to get the right mindset. Most of us, reason why we cannot be happy is because our mind is on the wrong things. Oh, I said it. You might be saying, well, Brother Oscar, you don't know what you're talking about. I know myself, but when my mind is on the right things, I can be happy. I don't know about you. I don't know what makes you happy, sure. But when my mind reading and studying God's word, when I'm right with God, I can be happy. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I don't fall short. I have fallen short, and many of you have too. But when I fall short, when I fall off the horse, you know what Brother Oscar do? He gets right back on that horse and rides. Because life, you know, life is tough. And it's hard for Brother Austin because at this time in my life, I'm retired and I don't have that much money. And it's hard to pay my bills. But you know what? I thank God for all the struggles, all the storms that I'm in. And I pray that the body of Christ, members in particular, will help Brother Oscar out. And we all should be helping each other out. And that's a fact, my friend. That's a fact. We in the body of Christ shouldn't have to worry about a thing when we are working and helping each other. We can be happy if we belong to a body of Christ that's trying, that's doing what they should be doing first for the members and then for the community at large. I believe each church should be helping and working its community that it is in. I believe when the church is working with its community, it can grow. When the church is reaching out to the community, it will grow. Because when you reach out to the community, you have a chance to tell them about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? And I'm going to tell you about Jesus Christ's saving power before we go off the air today. If you're not in the body of Christ, if you want to be happy, not the happiness that the world gives you, but the happiness that Jesus Christ can give you. And if you want to start off 2019 in the right way, get in the body of Christ. If you're not in the body of Christ, We're not talking about denominations now. We're talking about the church that's in the Word of God. Christ died for. And it's only you can only get in that body, in that church, by the way the Bible tells you to get in there. You can't get in there by the way Brother Oscar would tell you, but you can get in the body the way the Bible tells you. Am I right? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. First, to take faith, you must believe. You must believe the message of Jesus Christ. You must believe it. You must hear the message, and you must believe that message. Isn't that what the Bible says? And then you must repent. Luke 13:3-5. When you repent, you must repent, you must repent, you must turn your life over, you must be a new creature in Jesus Christ, and then once you repent, you must confess. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You're not saved yet, it's made unto salvation. And then once you make the confession, you're baptized, Mark 16:15-16. Baptism do several things. It wash away the sins that you have confessed, and then it puts you in the blood of Jesus Christ. If you have not been connected by the blood of Christ Jesus, you're not saved. So it is by the blood that when God sees us, he sees the blood. And if you're not covered by the blood, you're not saved. And if you have not been baptized, you're not saved. You have to get into the water to be connected with the blood. It's the blood of Christ that saves you today. It is Christ that saves you today. So won't you think about it, my friend? Won't you think about being in Jesus Christ today? Start 2019 off the right way and be in the body of Christ. And for you all that are in the body of Christ, that are in the body of Christ, you need to be the light of the world. You need to be a light in your family. You need to be a light in your community. You need to set the right example for the Lord and for others to see. We're gonna leave it right there. We hope and pray that we have shared enough to cause you to think about your soul salvation. We hope and pray that we have shared enough for you not to worry, but to be happy. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that have come, that comes out, that you have brought our way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. We hope all have a good day, and it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. We'll see you tomorrow, same station, same time.